Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's liturgy speaks to us about serving the Lord with generosity. The first reading from the book of Sirach says, in a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord. And it goes on to say that this generosity has a negative aspect and a positive aspect. The negative aspect is avoiding evil, right? With generosity, avoid evil. To keep the law is a great oblation, and he who observes the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. To refrain from evil pleases the Lord, and to avoid injustice is an atonement. So I would imagine that there's a lot of people who have difficulty associating that word generosity when it comes to avoiding evil. But if you are tempted to sin, let's say it's a strong temptation. Let's say it's a strong temptation that endures a long time. Okay? It's going to take a generous heart, a generous spirit to resist that. And it will seem somewhat like a martyrdom. Okay, that's generously avoiding evil. But we don't want to only do that, but we also want to appear before the Lord, or appear not before the Lord empty-handed. Right? This is, again, from today's first reading, appear not before the Lord empty-handed. This was the concern of some of the saints. I think either Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, or maybe it was Saint Bernadette Subaru, this concern about appearing before the Lord empty-handed, that is, without any good works. And so we want to not only avoid evil, but we want to also do good works. And the book of Sirach says, in works of charity, one offers fine flour. And when he gives alms, he presents his sacrifice of praise. And so the good works, we can think about the works of mercy, the seven corporal works of mercy, the seven spiritual works of mercy. It's wonderful to read over that list every now and then and be inspired to do what we can, right? Let's do these works of mercy. Again, with a generous spirit. We want to look at that list and we want to say, am I being generous with the Lord? And then there's a little bit of an incentive offered in today's readings. It says, for the Lord is one who always repays, and he will give back to you sevenfold. You see that? How the Lord is not outdone in generosity, but he pays sevenfold. We see this in today's gospel when St. Peter says, we have given up everything and followed you. And what does our Lord say? You will receive 100 times more now in this present age and eternal life in the age to come. So we see something similar going on with the blessed who we commemorate today. This is a third order Franciscan, Blessed Gerard Makati, who lived during the time of St. Francis, and his entry in the Roman Martyrology says, at Villa Magna, near Florence in Tuscany, the commemoration of Blessed Gerard Makati, who, diligently following the footsteps of St. Francis, distributed his goods to the poor, see that generosity, withdrew to a hermitage, and for the love of Christ, dedicated himself to receiving pilgrims and caring for the sick. And what was his reward? 100-fold in this life and eternal life in the next. Blessed Gerard Makati, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.